Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're in Yud Amid Beis. We're by Amr of Tachlifa, Bar Avimi, Amr Shmuel. Hayashan Bekila Arum. Let's say somebody goes to sleep in a kila, which is like a canopy bed. Has maybe a netting around it. Four-poster bed. Arum, not wearing any clothing. So, and he wants to get up and say Shema. So, Motzi Rosho Chutz L'Kila. You can stick your head outside the kila. V'kori Kriya Shema, and you can say Kriya Shema. Why could you do that? Because, basically, if you stick your head outside the kila, it's like the kila is like a shirt. And you're sticking your head outside the shirt. Just look at the bottom Rashi of the page. The kivun delav ohel hu, since it's not an ohel, I don't think there's a picture of this. Lo amrinon, we don't say, l'makom sherubo sham rosho nizrak, that your head follows the roof of your body. We don't say that. Lomrin lamakam shruva sham rosha nizrak v'litzar misham lo yirubacha ervas davar, and it should be usher because there's an exposed erev here. No, none of that. Ella harei hu kamotzi rosha chutz l'chaluko. It's like sticking your head outside the shirt.
But something she's talking about is not covered with a cover either.
So look at the bottom tosos. Lo chayish Shmuel lalibo roa es ha'erva. Shmuel doesn't hold from the din of libo roa es ha'erva. Since we do hold from that din, this whole Gemara is not lahalacha. The Gemara everyone points it out. He's not lahalacha. He can't do this. Because we hold that libo can't see the erva. So the fact that you stick your head out, and therefore it's like you're sticking your head out of a shirt, that's all nice and lumdus, we don't hold like this. Tosafot points it out. And in order for this to work, you have to hold like that. We don't hold like that. So, but it's still the Gemara, right? Amazing. One second. Hayashan bekila arum. The Brisa says if he's sleeping in a kila arum, right, not wearing any clothing, lo yotzi rosh chutz l'kila v'kara kriya shma. You're not allowed to do that. So it's a kasha. Brisa says you're not allowed to do that. No, hacham mayaskinan. What are we talking about? Kishe gavoa asara. It's 10 tefachim high. That Brisa is talking about where it's 10 tefachim high, right? If it's 10 tefachim high, it's called an ohel. The whole different thing. If it's 10 tefachim high, it's called an ohel, and therefore your guf is in the ohel and your head sticking out of it. Right? You follow your body, and it's considered as if you're still in the ohel, and therefore, you stuck your head out, it's irrelevant. Hakinayim is tarpa. That actually makes sense to say that. Midiktani seifa. It's said in the seifa. Holama zedoma. What's this like? It's la'omi beis arum. You're in a house. Shalom yotzi rosha chutz l'chalon v'kir kriyashma. You don't do that. The guy's in a house. He's not wearing any clothing. He wants to say kriyashma. But he sticks his head out the window, now he can say kriyashma. What changed? Nothing changed? That doesn't help? So you see, you're right. The only reason why it would help is if it's less than 10 tefachim. Then it's like a shirt. Shmamina, you're right. That's right. Ubayis nami, and a house too. Afal pi she'en gavo asara, even if it's not 10 tefachim tall, kivun de kviya, since it's kviya, o'alahu, it's an ohel, delo gara mikinofos. It's no worse than the four-post bed that we said before, yesterday. Even though the Marshal points out, even though there's no such thing as a house less than 10 tefachim, not regarding mezuzah, not regarding a house, partners, all in the whole shas, you never find such a thing of a house less than 10 tefachim. So the answer is, because here it's not about a house, it's about what's called an ohel. It's a slightly different thing. What? Are you sure?
But we said
Kila
is a four-poster.
What? But isn't a Kila also a four? This one, the same thing. It's the same thing.
What is a four-poster?
Nick Leeton is a two-poster.
Yeah,
it's a four-poster, right? Lashon Acher, Amri La Amr of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutar Lishon Bekilas Chasan and Besukkah. You're allowed to sleep in such a thing in a sukkah. I am inside netting. Nah, but Lefisha ain't Lo Gag, but doesn't have a roof. Afal Pisha Gavo Asari, even if it's 10 Tvachim Tol. Meisvei, 1 second. Hayashon bekila basukah liyatsi dechavaso. Not allowed to do that. Which one is it? No. Hacha mayaskina b'shiyesh lo gag. That's where it has a roof.
A regular kila has a roof.
This one doesn't. The kis chasan doesn't have a roof. Right? Tashma. We learn like this. Naklitin, shnayim. Naklitin's a two-poster bed. And kinofos, arba. And kinofos a four-poster bed. That's how I knew that. Pirus agabe kinofos. If you spread out on kinofos, psula. It's puzzle. Why? Because there's a roof. Al gabe naklitin kshera. On a naklitin, only two posters, so there's no roof. What is it? It's like a teepee.
What?
What do you mean wall?
Wall.
Right, exactly. Ubovad, shalhei niklidin gavoh mina mita asar tvachim. As long as it's not 10 tvachim tall, it's not a problem. Right? Do you want to sleep in mosquito netting? Very small, that's okay. Ha gavoa mina mita asara psula. Ha gavoa mina mita asara psula. But if it would be 10 tvachim tall, it'd be puzzle. Afal pisha ain logad. Even if it doesn't have a roof.
It's a question.
It's a question, exactly. So therefore what? Kilas chasanim should be the same thing. So Gemara answers, no, shine and eklitin, that's a different thing. The two poster bed is different. Why? Dikvi. I'm not sure what that means. It's kavua in the bed. Somehow it's more permanent. E kavi, if it's permanent, lahavi kikinofos. So why isn't it like a four poster bed? Right? Which would mean, even if it's not 10 tefachim tall, it should be aser, like a four poster bed. So the Gemara answers, lagavi kinofos lo kvi. No, in a two poster bed, in a four poster bed, it's not considered kvi. Lagavi kila kvi. But in a two poster bed, or in a kila, it is kvi. What that means exactly, I don't know, because I don't know what these beds look like.
I don't,
yeah, I'm not exactly sure of the distinction.
Well, that makes a difference between a kila and a kinifos. It's full, have a four post bed. Otherwise, it's the same thing.
Right.
One's different than the other.
Exactly. What the dab
is something called.
Exactly. What exactly the differences are? There's a mita, there's a kila, there's a kila chasanim, there's an eklitin, as a kinopos. There are five different types of beds that we just did in the past two days. What they all are differences, I don't know. Right, but there's five beds.
There is a difference.
Right, exactly. Okay, next. Darish Rabba bar Rav Huna, Mutar Lishon Bekila. You're allowed to sleep in a kila. Afal Pisha Yesh Lagag, even if it has a roof. Afal Pisha Gvo Asara. Who said that? Kiman, Kirb Yehuda. Listen to this svara. The Amr of Yehuda, Lo Asi Ohel Harai Umavatel Ohel Keva. You can't take an Ohel Harai, a bed, and ruin a sukkah. Can't do that. It fits in the sukkah. So how can a bed ruin a sukkah? We don't hold like that. It's an interesting svara. Ditnan, Amr of Yehuda, Noagin Hayin Alisha Tachas Amitel Bifnei Atikadim. We used to sleep under the bed. Under the bed. In the sukkah, and the elders saw it, the chachamim, they didn't say a word. So v'leh behilchas akrib Yehuda. So I'm going to just say the halachas akrib Yehuda, because amar halacha akrib Yehuda. Half min, I would have thought hani mili mita. That was only true by a bed. Why? The lagaba asuya. Because normal people sleep on a bed, not under it. Normal people sleep on a bed. So the fact that they put some kids under the bed, that would not necessarily show that that's the halacha, that there's never such a thing as there's never a case where the bed will be puzzled in a sukkah. Avokila, but a kila, which is like a net, de la socha asuya, it's made like that. Aim a low, I would say that would be no good. Maybe that would be no good. Kamash Malan, time of Rabbi Yehuda. What's his reason? Lo, asi, ohal, arai, ubavatel, ohal, keva. You can't have such a concept of a temporary, doesn't mean temporary. It means a smaller issue ruining the bigger issue, right? In other words, you can't have a bed or a kila or any of these things ruin a sukkah. Lo shna mita, lo shna kila. It doesn't make a difference what it is. Okay?
Right, but if you make a...
I don't know, I don't think we hold like that.
Like this would be, even though it's temporary, right? It would still be us to sleep under it?
Yeah.
Even though it's temporary.
So you're not sleeping in the schach anymore. That's the whole issue here. We lost sight of the issue. The issue is...
I know.
Kurt, we're up to the point of we possibly the sleep or not, which doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
You definitely can't sleep under it.
Exactly. Okay, the next Mishnah we really sort of discussed already the past 2 days, but this is where the Mishnah appears. Like this. Hidla aleha es hagefen. If somebody lowered vines, be'ez hadalas, or was it gourd? Be'ez hakisum, kisus,
ivy,
and they're still connected to the ground. Your sukkah is right near an ivy tree, right? And you took some vines or ivy, and you made it part of your schach. V'sichi chagaga psula. That's puzzle. Why is that puzzle? Because mechubal karka. Right? But then we said, v'im ha'yatzichich harba mihen, but if you have a lot of schach, I don't really need this schach. So why did I put it there? I don't know. I don't need it. And we said the other day, it's batel berov.
The branches, right? The tree.
Correct. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, or shekatzitzan. or you cut it off. Now, normally, if you do that with all your schach, it would be pasul, because it's tasev alo b'na asui.
You always have to cut schach.
No, but you cut it first.
Oh.
You don't take schach. You don't say, go under a tree, put the branches there, and then snip it off. Right? But if you did it like this, it's only a miyut. Ksheru would be okay. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol shu makabel tumah, anything that's makabel tumah, ve'ein gidulo min ha'aretz, and, not or, or, was it or and? It's anything that's makabel tumah, or it doesn't, it grows from the ground, right? And I'm sorry, and it doesn't grow from the ground, ein misachachin bo, you can't use it. Kol davar she'ein makabel tumah, if it's not makabel tumah, and the gidulo min ha'aretz, but it grows from the ground, has to be said that goes to the ground. It's okay. Why is the Mishnah say both ways? Because exactly why I just messed up with the ands and the ors, right? Okay. Now Yosef Rabbi Yosef kamei de Rav Huna. Rabbi Yosef was sitting by Rav Huna. The Yosef the Ka'amar, and he said like this: Oh, shekatzitzan kshera. The Mishnah said that if you cut it off, it's okay. Vamarav tarech lina'anea. But if you do that, you have to move them. You have to move them. Let's see Rashi. It's a big Rashi, but he says it great. The Yosef, the first Rashi in the Gemara. Rav Yosef said it. He said like this. Ha dit nano shekatzitz on ksheira. When we said in the Mishnah that if you cut them off, it's okay. Amarav Allah. Rav said about that. Nahi, it's true. Dein tarech lachzav ulistora kula. You don't have to take the whole sukkah down and all the sukkah down. Aval. You have to move the ones that were attached, and now you detach them. After you cut them, that'll make it an asiya. Otherwise, the schach got there by itself, and that's a problem. And if you don't do that, it'll become a tasev lomen asi problem. The hachi mashma. Sukkos tase, it says sukkos you should make. Kishaata osa te ru'uyu la sukkah. When you make them, they should be roy for a sukkah. Vlomina also a bipsul, she'en a roy la sukkah. Not that it was a psul and it wasn't roy. Va'ata misakno betikun muat, and you made it into a small tikkun. Kihai demakshila bixisa. How'd you do that? By snipping them off. Vlohadr sasarla. But you never undid anything. In other words, you never destroyed what was already there. Therefore, that's not a kosher sukkah. It's not a kosher sukkah. You can't take branches, put them onto Yitzchak, and then step off the branches. That's not made. It's sort of like de facto. Okay?
Unless it was a
miyad. Now Rashi says something fascinating, which I don't know if we hold like this. Umihu nanea karuv l'stirahu. Moving them is the equivalent of taking it apart and putting it back. I don't think anyone has an issue with that. Right? What does Rashi say? Shemagbia kol echad levado. You have to pick up each and every one. Uminicho, and then put it down. V'chozer umagbia eschaver uminicho. You have to pick up each branch, put it down. Each branch, put it down. Right? I wouldn't have thought that. From reading the Mishnah, the Gemara, okay, you have to mess around with it a little bit. Each one? Like Rashi goes out of his way to specify each one has to be moved. Then you have a kosher sukkah. Right? So it's like a loophole. You don't have to undo the whole thing and redo it from scratch. Just pick them up and put them down.
We even have a Mishnah, though.
What?
Why don't you tell us that? We have a Mishnah with that.
No. The Mishnah said, if you cut them, they're kosher. Rabbi Yosef said, in the name of Rav, and by the way, you have to move
this
them.
Mishnah, later on, we're going to have to do back and forth.
I think the government should ask that question, actually. Right, good. The Gemara is going to ask that question. I believe the Gemara is going to ask that question in the next 3 days. Amalei Rav Huna Hashmul Amra. So Rav Huna said, Rav didn't say that, Shmuel said that. Ahadrino Rav Yosef Lape. Yosef got angry at him. Amalei Atu Mi Kamina Lach Delo Amra Shmuel. Did I say that Shmuel didn't say it? Amra Rav Shmuel. Rav said it, Shmuel also said it. What are you getting so upset about? So Amr Le Rav Huna, no. Hachikamilach. The Shmuel Amr Velo Rav. No. Shmuel said and Rav did not say it. Why did Rav not say it? Because the Rav Achshuri Machshir. Rav said, you don't have to do this. Rav said it's okay, just leave it the way it is. You don't have to do this nanea, moving them around. Only Shmuel said it. Right, so if Yosef lost his learning, okay, so he got mixed up.
But the cutting it is the
you have to cut it, but you don't have. But the eye is the problem of tassev lo marasui. Rav is a different shot of what that means. Rav is a whole different thing. We're going to see right now. Kedar of Amram Chasida. Listen to this. Rav Adam Chasima Rama Techilta Lepurzima Leinje Beisei. He made tittis for the people of his household. Rashi says it was for his wife because he held that tittis are a mitzvah shalohas man grama. Why? Because Amram held that tittis are chayev at night. If they're chayev at night, then it's not as man grama. If it's not as man grama, this Rashi says. The Rashi, la talis ishto, the savar laila's man tittis who? Laila is his man for tittis. Or reisim oso pratlaksus suma. Reisim oso comes to exclude someone who's blind, Nebuch. Avosukus laila chayev. But ksus laila is chayev. Therefore, Rav Mitzvah to say shalom is man grama, but Hashem chayavos.
It wasn't a big uproar
when he put. Was that what he was going to say about film? Yeah, I don't know. But the point is, by the way, others argue in Rashi. Others say, how could anyone hold this? What they really held, what it means, Anshi Basi, means he made it for the people in the house, for the servants, for the kids, the man's wife, because no one holds. Who argues on that? Who holds this Laz Man Grama? Anyway. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, you're 100%. That's what it sounds like. Now, anyway, so here's what he did. We know that tzitzis have to be 8 strings. So what do? You put four strings through the hole, and when they come out of the hole, they're doubled over. They're 8. What he did was he made a mistake. He put in 4 strings, but he put them in together. In other words, that he's gonna have to snip them at the end in order to make 8, because they're gonna be connected. It might be a picture of it. Is there a picture of it in the art scroll?
Yes.
You see what he did down there in that picture? You see what he did? He put the strings in without snipping them. So he had it became 8 strings.
4 loops.
It's what?
4 loops. You cut them.
Right, but you can't cut them when you're done. So in other words, at the end of this, when he finished making the tzitzis, he had 8 strings, but they were still connected. So it was 4 strings doubled over. Then he had to snip them to make 8. Right. And after he knotted them. That's exactly what Tassav Olam Arasi means. Can't do that.
He's
supposed to put them through the hole. Take 4 strings, put them through the hole.
Yeah.
Now you have 8 strings. Because there are 4 on one side of the hole and 4 on the other side of the hole. Knot it and make all your strings. Right? Well, you're twisting and make all your... He put them through, but he didn't snip them yet. He forgot to snip them. So when he made the whole stitches, there were really only 4 strings. Then after he's done, now he snipped them. Now they're 8. The problem is you can't do it at that point. It's too late. Okay, so listen to this.
It's, I make the knots with this whole one string.
Somehow he did it. So Rami, so anyway, Tilan, he hung them, but v'lo pasak roshi chutin chalehen, but he never snipped the edges. So what's the issue? So the issue is, it's tassiv alom and asli, right? So asli l'kamei drav chiyah bar ashi, amaluhu hachi amar rav, paskan, so snip him now, v'hen sharon, it's okay. Alma, what do you see? Sikasan zuhi asiyasan. That by snipping them, that is the making. That's what you have to do. What would he hold as tassav alam al-asi? I don't know. What can't you do? Hachanami, so too over here. Ksisasan zuhi asiyasan. Snipping the branches, that is enough. That's all you have to do. You don't have to move them around. So you see, Rav never said that. Right? Now, Vesavar Shmuel, lo amrinam sikasan zuhi asiyasan. Doesn't Shmuel agree with that really? Why? We see he does. Let's say you take the two sides of a tzitzis, and you want to save time. So instead of doing each of the 4 corners separately, you'll put take long strings, put them through both. What? And somehow you'll snip them after with that. You'll get two corners in one shot. And Shmuel said that's okay. So, my love, what does it mean? Shekosher v'achakach posek? Doesn't it mean that you tied them and then you snipped them? Which would mean that he agrees that there's no such thing really as tassav lo man asui. So, he says, no, that's not what he did. Rather, sheposek, he put them through V'achakach, he'd separated them. V'achakach kosher. Then he tied them. So what's the chiddush in that? He didn't do anything strange. Right? Posek v'achakach kosher, ma'al lemem. What's the chiddush in that? What's the chiddush in that? So mad, it's a hard chiddush. Mad tema, I would have thought, be'inan kanaf b'shas psil d'leka. That means that you have to do each one individually. And you can't do two at one time. Kamash Malan, you can do two at one time. But does it mean that he doesn't hold, he agrees that really, basically, there's no tatsev alam and asli? No, he doesn't agree with that at all. He just said you can do two at one time. You can snip them at one time before you make the nach. That's okay. That's okay. So he does, but Rav holds there really is no such thing as tatsev alam and asli, and Shmuel disputes that. Meisvei. So 1 second. It says like this: Talan, if you hang them, v'lo pasak roshe chutin shalahen, and you don't separate them, psulin, it's puzzle. Rav said, it's not puzzle. My lab, doesn't it mean psulin olam, the puzzle forever, utiyuf the derav, and Rav is wrong. So Amar Loch, no, my psul wasn't even psulin. Psulin, achi yipsik, they're the puzzle, till you cut them. Once you cut them, it's okay. Ushmul omar psulin olam, and Shmuel will talk and say, the puzzle forever. As long as you never cut the, you have to, even if you cut them, the puzzle, you have to undo the whole thing and do it over.
Yeah, fine.
Just
undo the thing.
What?
Just undo it.
Right. As long as you don't undo
it. If you never do it, you do it.
As long as you don't do it.
That's pretty harsh. Undo it for 3 seconds and do it.
No, 5 seconds.
It doesn't take 3 seconds. It takes like a half hour.
Yeah.
yeah. V'chein Amar Levi, Psul Olam, V'chein Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel, Psul Olam. Ikad the other said like this: Amar Rav Masna, B'didi Havi, this one's happened to me. V'asla Kameh, Demar, Shmuel, V'amali, Psulin La'olam. And they said it's possible forever. It's an amazing story, because you would never hear today a story of a gadol, and he made the tzitzis, and he forgot to snip them beforehand. So he had to undo them. And normal human beings over here, that they put the tzitzis for making tzitzis for the kids, and they're making tzitzis for even for the wife, if you hold like that, making tzitzis for the family members. Oh, I forgot to do it right. I did it wrong. Can I good? It's not good. Oh, Rob said it's good, but we don't hold like that. At least five people come along and say, oh, it's not good. It's an amazing thing how he made a mistake. How Rav Amram made a mistake and did it. As he says, I did it the same thing. I did it wrong. I forgot to snip them. What? Today they do. Today you could buy 10 slices of bread cut up for you for the B'dikas Chametz today. So he did what? What?
You can't compare that to
that. Right, no, but before they were human beings. I'm a royal. They made a mistake. You forgot to snip them. It's amazing.
But if you call Machasim.
But today you don't hear about it because it comes pre-snipped.
Is it possible that in those days, not everybody wore scissors because they didn't even have the materials for it?
Could,
it wasn't as common.
It could be. There's a theory like that. They asked this for Soloveitchik. There's a theory like that, and they said, by Sukkos. The reason why there's a whole mesechta here full of loopholes, how to make walls into fake walls into real walls, and I have a one post and I'm to stretch it, is because no one had any wood.
Sure.
No one had any wood, and therefore they're trying to figure out a way to get the maximum amount of sukkah with the least amount of wood.
You didn't have lighters back then.
So that was a theory like that. So the answer to Soloveitchik, what does he think of the theory? Could it be such a theory that they didn't have material simply to have sukkahs? So he said, as long as the theory doesn't conflict with halacha, it's fine with me. In other words, you can't say that therefore they changed halacha because they didn't have money. That I wouldn't agree with. What? Right. As long as within the confines of halacha, no, because it's a big, everything's, oh, well, if they didn't have money. So I don't know about the tzitzit. So what do people do? So by the way, if you don't wear a four-corner garment, you're not doing anything wrong.
That's my point.
Right. So that could be.
The answer why they didn't use the chelos. It's not the chelos because of the
It was too
money.
Expensive. People would make it fake.
That was rubber traveling.
Right. That was, everything was fake.
Exactly. They were faking it because it was too expensive, the real stuff.
And people say, oh, it looks like Tchelos. It's all good. Right. It's interesting. It's interesting theory about the thing with the money. How does all, like, you want to read these like scholarly works, like how economics affected halacha. It's interesting stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Just for a second. This way up, you have to snip it before you nod.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
He nodded.
He nodded everything. Beautiful. Oi! I forgot to.
Right, but everyone has to spend it once you put it in before you.
So die. Right today they're pre-done like that.
Right.
Right. Okay. Mesvei. 1 second. Talon, if you put them through, you hang them. V'yachakach pasak, and then you snip them. Rosh Echut and Shalahem, Psulim, it's puzzle, right? V'od, Tanya, Gabi Sukkah. The same thing by Sukkah. Taaseh, V'lomun Azui. Has to be Taaseh, it can't be done backwards. Mikan, Amar, Hidla, Aleas, Agefi, V'yasadalaz, V'yasakisis, V'sikech al Gabi, Agaban, Psula. How can Rav say otherwise? How can Rav argue on all this? Hey Chidami, now 1 second. Elema Bishalo Katsitsan, if you never cut it, my ear you misham tasev lam and us. You have bigger problems than that. Tapekle Michubur Ninu. It's attached. Ella Shakasitsan Viktani Psula, rather it's cut, and we still said it's puzzle. Unless it's a minority. Shmamina, what do you see? Delo Amrina, Katsitsan Zui Asiyasan. You don't say that. We don't say that. We have a din of tasev lam and us. How can Rav argue in a Mishnah? Hey, you want to say it's a Tana? We'll try not to give that answer. So how could Rav argue with all this? Rav said, don't worry about it, just cut, it's all good. It's good by tzitzis, it's good by sukkah. So you have to do Rav. It's a kashan Rav, how could Rav get out of this?
What's the
issue
of
Mechubur? What?
What's the issue of
Mechubur? It can't be attached to the ground.
Why?
Not
that kashan Rav, it's something else.
Something else, because we said, it, because it says in the Torah that you should make the sukkah from the Goren and the Yekev, the Psolis, meaning it's already detached. It's a Daraisa problem. Amalach Rav. No, that is not a problem with me. Hacha b'maya skida. You know what's going on here? Deshal finhu shalufe. You cut it. You did cut off the schach. But v'lo minkara asiya didhu. But it's not recognizable that it's cut. Says Rashi. And all of the last wide line up on top. Pashchan min ha'ilon. You cut it off from the tree. Ad shenitkan, until it got detached. Umitoch she'ein k'tzitzasa nikaris kolkach, but you don't really see it. Shoch she'shochvin roshe p'shichasar etzel ilon. It's like right there. You cut it, but it doesn't look like it's cut.
It's
still resting against the tree. Lo have yasim al. That's not so good. She Tosfos asks, what is that, Marasayan? That's Marasayan, right? That's all it is. You did cut. Says, of course you cut it. Of course. What's the problem? It doesn't look like it's detached. Because there's a big branches over there, and the tree's right there, and it doesn't look like it's detached. So really, it's okay. The Mishnah said it's not okay because it's Marasayan. Is that what it is? It all boils down to Marasayan. Ask Tosfos. 1 second. Look at the second Tosfos. Ksas kasha. Tamafarish time of b'braisa b'shem tasev l'amad asi. The braisa said the reason why it's no good is because of Tassin Lola. Not because there's a Mara Zion issue. That's not the reason. So what on earth is Rashi talking about? That's a very good question. Therefore, Tosfos says that's not the answer. The answer is like this. V'yesh lomar, asmachta ba'almihi. First of all, he was just on asmachta. And they blamed it on Tassin Lola and Asui. That's how Rashi is. They blamed it on that. It's not really what it is. Really, it's Mara Zion. Mara Zion, everyone knows that's Mara Zion. Everybody knows everything, right? You don't have Mara Zion. No one likes to hear Mara Zion. No one likes to hear that. So they said it's Tassav Olam Asi, really it's not. Inami, another answer like this. Hachamayri, listen to this one. This is a very technical answer. Deshikinashvachas umu'ur b'klipasa. Basically, you half cut it off. Ve'ein yachol lachios la. The branch is going to die because it's mostly detached. But it's still a little bit attached. So is that considered detached or is it considered attached? It's still considered attached. Ki'ahi d'perak over. I wrote this. Afal gaf d'chashav k'talosh. Even though you want to consider it detached because it's going to die now. It's not fully detached. It's still not good. That's the second answer. Right? It's basically 90% detached. It's still a little bit attached. It's going to die now. So I would have thought... What? I know, but I would have thought since it's going to die, it's basically detached. It's good enough. Comes along. No, it's not good enough.
Okay.
Where are we up to? Mikal makom tilon v'achakach pasak, right? Kasha l'rav kasha. What about the sitzis case? How's he gonna get out of that one? Enochanan, he wiggled out of the sukkah case. What do he say? Like it's marzayin. Maybe it's not marzayin. It's worse. But what do you say about the sitzis? We prefer from Mishnah, prefer from Brisa that you're not allowed to do that. You're right. It's a kasha l'rav. Is it a tiyufta? No, we didn't want to say that. But it's a kasha. Okay. Exactly, we'll work it out. Now, Lemake Tanoi. Let's say, really, this whole thing is a Machlokas Tanoim. Why? Now, we have a din that, if you have, we're going to get to it later, if you have Hadassim, and Hadassim have berries, so, and the berries are not green, it's a problem. What if you remove the berries? So it's okay. Before you enter. So, Avar Velikton, if you went ahead and removed the berries, Puzzle, it's still puzzle. On Yontif. Divrei Reb Shimon ben Yehotadak. V'chachamim machshirin. The Chachamim said it's okay. Savru de kuliyama lulav tzarech eged. Everybody holds lulav, there's this concept of lulav having to have an eged. It must be connected with the other minim. Not the esrog, the other two minim. Everyone holds that. The alfin and lulav misukkah. And not only that, we learn out lulav from sukkah. Dechsiv gabi sukkah tasev laman asri. It says by sukkah tasev laman asri. So you can't bind the lulav. And now I'm going to take off the berries. Why? Because it's tasev lamanasa. It's already bound. It's already done. Now you're going to make it good. No, you got to take off the berries first. Then bind it. He didn't do that. My lab hakam ifliyi. What are they arguing in? Man demachshir. Dona said it's okay. Savar amrinan gabi sukkah ksitzas and zuitzi asiyatan. He holds like Rav that it's okay to cut it off. For gabi lulav nami amrinan likitas and zuhi asiyatan. It's also good here too. Uman de pasal. And the one who said it's possible, Savra, he holds. Doesn't hold from that din. If you just cut the branches, it would not be good. Right? So too by the lulav would be possible. Beautiful, beautiful comparison. The Gemara says, lo, that's not, no, that's not what they're arguing about by the lulav at all. The kuliyama loam reading gabi tzukok tzisas and zui yasiyasan. No, nobody holds like that. Nobody holds like Rav. Nobody agrees to that at all. Vahacha. Different pshat. Now, like Rav, nobody holds. Haka b'melif sukkah milulav misukkah kerifligi. It's a simple machlokas. Does lulav get treated like sukkah? What does that mean? Man demachshir. Don't say it's okay. Savar lo yalfin on lulav misukkah. There's no. We don't compare. Sukkah does have a din of tasev lam and asu. So, is there such a thing? Is such a thing by lulav also? No. Therefore, take the berries off whenever you want. Uman depasal savar yalfin on lulav misukkah. Of course, we compare the two, and therefore you can't take the berries off once it's already eged. V'bay seima, or I can tell you another answer. Isvira londa lulav tzarech eged. If you hold lulav requires eged, kuliyama lo pligi delfin lulav misukkah. Then everyone agrees to that. V'hacha b'hacha miflagi, mar savar tzarech eged, umar savar ein tzarech eged. The question is, do you require eged or not? If you require eged, you stalk. You can't take the berries off. And if you don't require eged, you can. What? The Gemara is going to ask that later. When we get to this Gemara, the Gemara is going to say, how can you take him off, right? We'll get to that. The Gemara is going to say it's a dovish. Well, it's a very complicated Gemara. Ubapluksa, the high Tanoi, that's actually another machlokas about this issue of Eged. The Tanya, Lulav, Bein Agud, Bein She'enu Agud Kasher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Agud Kasher, Eino Agud Pasel. My timer, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for this? Yalef lakicha lakicha me'agudas ezov. It's a gzereshava. Ksiv hasam ulakachtem agudas ezov. It says over there that you should take an ezov branches, right? Where is that? By the carbon pesach. Gzontait. Ksiv hasam ulakachton lachem beyom arishon. Right? Malahalan aguda afkanami aguda. So it's a gzereshava. For abanam lakicha lakicha lo yalfinan. No, they don't want that gzereshava. Now, keman oz lahadatanya lulav mitzvah lo ogdo. Who said the following? It's a mitzvah to do eged. V'yim lo ogdo kasher. And if you don't do it, it's kasher. Who said that? So, Ir Rabbi Yehuda, milo ogdo am I kasher. If you don't do eged, why is it kasher? He said it's required. And Ir Rabbanan am I mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah? Says the Ritva, a fundamental principle in Shas. How about this one? L'chatzila, you require eged. And b'di eved, it's okay. Says the Ritva, you can never say a l'chatzila or b'di eved on a daraisa. There's no such thing. On a doraisa, there's no such thing as chachila b'dieved. He's assuming that this issue of eged, which is really hider, is a doraisa. That's really controversial. That's what he says. You can't lechachili do like this, and b'dieved it's okay. Not by a doraisa, you don't find such a thing. No such thing. It has to be lechachila through and through. The only time you can ever have a b'dieved is by a derabanan. He proves it from this gemara. Because how could derabanan hold like that? Why, right? It can't be. It's an unbelievable part. So the Gemara said, "La'olam Rabbanan who? Really, it's the Rabbanan. Umishum shenemar ze keli van vehu. You're right. Eged is an unrelated issue of ze keli van vehu. Hasna lafana b'mitzvos. Right? Do mitzvos. That might not be a daraisa. Right? That might not be a daraisa. It's a derabanan. And therefore you could say, yeah, b'luch achila, yeah, but you ever know. But on an etzem daraisa, impossible to say such a thing.
Right, so if you don't do egg igud, then it's okay. You can still do the mitzvah.
What?
If you don't do egg igud, you can still get the mitzvah.
Exactly, because what is it? Hinder mitzvah. What's that? That's a derabanan. Right? Others say it's a daraisa, but it was given over to the rabbanon how they define it, and they can define it as a b'dievet, it's okay. Well, either one, however you want to learn that, it's a darabanan, it's okay. Are there two dots here?
Yeah.
We have it, we can do it in a minute. Zaklal. Kol davar shemakabel tuma. Anything that's makabel tuma, it cannot be used. Menahani mili, how do you know that? Amar Ishlakish, Amar Kroh, it says like this. It says in Parashas Bereishis, the aid yalam in aret, and the mist came out of the ground. Ma aid davash ena makabel tuma, mist, clouds, have no tuma. The gedulam in aret, and it came from the ground. The Pasuk in Bereishis said that. Asuka, davash ena makabel tuma, the gedulam in aret. So to a sukkah, which are the clouds, anani akavod, so too, it can't be makabel tuma. What, you hear this? Now, one second. That only makes sense if you hold that the clouds in the midbar, that the sukkahs in the midbar were clouds. Then what are you going to say? What's the makar that it can't be makabel tuma? The Tanya, Kibasukas Hashafti Espinay Israel, Anani Akavad Hayu Divir Belezer. Kibi Kiba Amasukas Mamish Atzulahem. They were Mamish Sukkas. They were Mamish Sukkas.
As opposed to what? Where else did they live in?
So the Rashbam said, what?
Where else did they live in? They lived in something.
Why? They're wandering around.
I mean,
they lived in tents,
though. Right. Something.
Right.
They were sheltered. It was something.
So the Rashbam said something beautiful. He said, "So why are we commemorating that? Why are we commemorating that? That we sat in huts in the desert? Well, like he said, what else are we supposed to be sitting in? Right? He says we sat in sukkahs, and everything else was given to us was spoon fed to us. The man, the water, everything was taken care of. Now we come to Eretz Yisrael, and what? And it's at the time of the harvest." When L'chora, I have everything. Now Hashem says, go back into the sukkah and remember that you used to be spoon-fed. You're also being spoon-fed now. It's just a different kind of spoon. Go back into the sukkah. Go back there. It's a beautiful part. Go back into that sukkah. I don't want you to lose that feeling of how I took care of you. All you had was a sukkah. All you had. Everything else was done for you. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. Okay, you have to go out and work. It's all the same. It's all coming from me. Go back into the sukkah. Just mamish, when you did the harvest, I want you to go back into that sukkah and remember that vart. It's an unbelievable vart. So we'll stop here. Hanicha, right? Hanicha, we'll stop right here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
And a good
Shabbos, and a good Purim cotton.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't Bill say my trouble like a Yaakov?